Well, hello.
Greetings.
Welcome to April 12th edition of High Standards.
With Brandon and Rich.
I am the latter.
And I'm the Brandon.
All right, well, let's...
Or the Goldberg, kind of depends on which
Brandon
one.
Brandon slash Goldberg. Well, you can do, like, alternating every other episode, your Brandon and your Goldberg.
I don't play by social norms. I have as many names as I have toes.
But then you're... Okay. Okay.
You know me. I'm...
Insane?
Yes.
All right, well, off the top.
Yes, off the top.
There's a decent amount of movie going that happened.
Yeah.
We saw Sucker Punch.
We witnessed what you can claim is a very strange film. I don't get it.
It was fairly... Yeah, you're right, I don't get it either. They had cool action scenes.
Yeah, it was, oh man, look at crazy chick killing stuff that has nothing to do with what's really going on right now.
If an action movie could have a boner, this is the biggest boner.
It would have been better if you saw some tits. I'm just saying.
Or blood. I mean, it's what happens when it's PG-13.
Yeah, it's a little disappointing. I mean, for a movie where it's built around girls kicking ass, I would have figured you'd throw just a little side boob in there, here and there. Nothing.
Brandon is disappointed.
I'm always disappointed when I don't get enough side boob in my life.
Truth. I saw Insidious.
How was that?
And, it was rated R, so there was blood. But,
just like real life.
Yes. It was pretty good up until the end. Like, generally, I don't like horror movies that deal with, like, demons and people like that, but, it had its moments.
Now, do you not like it because it's... just creepy, or do you not like it because it just kind of bores you?
A little of both. I think it's like cheap scare tactics.
Where it's just...
Something
popped out of nowhere.
Yeah, and... I don't know, I prefer a much more subtle kind of horror, if you
more
will.
More like a thriller where it's like, oh man, what's coming after me?
Or, well, I guess like a perfect example, like... Instead of something just jumping out at you and being like, like anything can do that in any movie. There's no, like, I don't know. There's no real creativity behind it.
Well, I mean, I think at this point, how much more can you do with horror?
Yeah.
I guess that's why a lot of horror is going the route of, like, comedy, which seems kind of weird.
Well, that's actually pretty much what happened was, like, the beginning of the movie started and everyone was, like, jumping and screaming at parts, and then by the end people were just yelling jokes and like laughing at things.
Yeah, that's, it's like I said, what more can you do to instill true scariness? I mean, people don't,
well, the thing,
people
the thing,
aren't afraid of gore anymore.
True,
aren't afraid,
well, it's just because it's torture porn, but true, yeah. Like, I think it's like it's on much more of a psychological level. Like, I don't know, did you see the movie It?
I know.
Tim Curry's the clown. Do you know of...
I know of it, yes.
Well, like, there's a scene... Well, generally, the whole premise is this evil clown thing is scaring everybody, which is stupid when I just explain it out of context.
Yeah.
But the only people... There's only a few people who can see the clown, and there's, like, one scene where he makes, like...
Isn't it a bunch of kids?
Yeah, well, it's two parts. First half's kids, and then it's when they're adults. And they can see him... And, like, there's a scene where, like, he's in the room with the kid and his dad can't see him, but the kid can see the clown, and there's blood everywhere, but the dad can't see the blood. And it's kind of like, there's, like, an isolation there.
All
which
right,
is
well.
More of like, oh, I found that kind of creepy. Also, The Road, the Cormac McCarthy book, then turned into movie, was also kind of on more on that, like, psychological scary aspect of things. Like, you're alone in this world where everyone eats people and stuff. Like, it's much more realistic than having to deal with a demon
or Jason Voorhees chasing you with a machete.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's because I'm like borderline atheist that I don't care about this kind of thing.
Yeah, I felt the same way when I saw what was it, the Not the room. What the hell is it?
The room.
Not
the. Oh, hi, Mark. I did not hit her. I did
paranormal
not.
Paranormal Activity. God damn it. I hate, well, actually, you know what? That's probably the scariest movie. There you go. That's the last scary movie.
Is it The Room?
It's the room. Well, no, it's where you actually are trapped in a room with Tommy Wiseau. That would, to me, is pure fear.
Shit.
With that non-accent thing. He's not from, like, any European country. He lived there for a little while.
He's a Thetan.
What? He's a Thetan?
Yeah, like the alien from Scientology.
Oh.
Did I say it wrong?
I'm confused. How do you know this?
Oh, because I'm a Scientologist. Secretly... Remember 5 seconds ago when I said I was borderline atheist? I lied to you because I'm a Scientologist.
Oh, well. Now, how do I get in on that? Do I gotta, like, pay you, or do I make a check out to Tom Cruise?
First of all, become famous, and then I can recruit you.
Oh, I have to be famous? I can't just give you all my stuff?
Well, you can give me all your stuff, but it's not gonna help Scientology. I'll just own your stuff.
I don't have much stuff to begin with.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But I saw, anyway, moving on, I saw Liam Finn last night, and,
Who's that?
He is a New Zealand musician. He is the son of Neil Finn, who is the main songwriter in Crowded House back in the 80s. But, Liam Finn, I recommend him highly. He is awesome.
I recommend looking up who any of those things are, because I don't know anything about anything.
That's okay. That's what I'm here for. I know what I'm talking about. And the best conversations are with yourself.
It is. Yeah, I haven't really been up to too much. Started my diet today.
Oh, really?
For all you people who care about me, which is me.
I care about you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Aw.
Appreciate that.
Enough of this cuddle fest, though.
Yeah, that's... Gotta... Zombies.
Oh, I was thinking, like, pooping. Poop.
Wait,
what? Anyway, moving right along.
Moving right along. So, do you know... You know about the website TED, right?
TED?
The Ideas website where they have a bunch of famous people talk about, you know, like, changing the world and technology.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know that.
Well, one of the TED Talks is this woman, Jay McGonigal, talking about how games can save the world.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to you a little bit about this before at PAX. She did a panel there, but we kind of missed it. But I was going over it again, and it's she gave some numbers where we're currently playing games for 3 billion hours per week. 3 billion.
Is that as a nation or as a global?
Globally, 3 billion hours per week. And that seems like a lot, right?
Yeah. Like,
That's like a half hour per person on the planet. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't have even access to basic electricity and water.
Well, you just even say an hour for half the planet.
Yeah, that still seems like a lot, but that's what it is.
Realistically, it's probably like 6 hours for a sixth of the planet.
Yeah. That's
whatever the math is, I don't know. It's
probably even more for even less, but... Anyway, but that's not the staggering number. The staggering number is, in order for us to solve some of the greatest problems of the coming century, like cancer and world hunger and
releasing Half-Life Episode 3.
That's probably the greatest problem of them all.
Or actually, Duke Nukem Forever.
Did you hear that got delayed again?
Really?
Yeah, by like a month.
Oh, well, what's a month after, like, 15 years?
Yeah, I know, right? But
anyway, real issues.
Real issues. 21 billion hours per week. That's what?
What is that number in relation to?
3 billion.
Is that how many hours of gameplay that needs to happen?
Yes.
To save the world?
to save the world.
So it's like instead of like polluting and everything, you're just gonna play games.
Well, no, she makes games and all these weird websites where people come together with ideas for how to solve like oil crises and things like that, turning the real life into a game. So like, you know, you come up with an idea, you go up in a rank and just weird stuff. But if you could turn the world into a game, we need to spend more time working on real issues.
Do you have like the website for this?
You could just go to TED Talk.
Well, I mean, we can put the website on the
the
link on the page.
Yeah, we'll have the link in the show notes, I guess. But it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that a little more.
You got to start playing some more games, man. Save the world.
I play plenty of games.
You're not doing your part, Rich.
I happen to spend most of my time playing chess more than any other games. But it's online chess, so is that a video game?
That counts.
All right.
Farmville, unfortunately, counts. So.
Yeah, I've done the, speaking of chess, it was actually one of my things. I joined chess.com. And I've been devoting a lot of time to that, and it makes me feel really dorky.
It should make you feel cool.
Cool.
Because you're doing something important, kind of.
I'm saving the world by dedicating my time to learning chess openings and middle games and end games.
Well, chess is kind of requires some brain power, so you should feel at least pretty good about that.
Oh, I feel wonderful. I feel wonderful. In fact, you should join, too.
Yeah, well, maybe.
It's not quite Fallout 3, but...
Well, I didn't like Fallout 3.
Well, then good, because it's not like that.
It's chess. It's not like that. It's chess. I'm awful at chess, so yeah, maybe this would be a good way for me to improve.
Indeed.
We all should endeavor to improve ourselves.
Yes. We got kind of political right there.
Yeah, kind of. Do we want to go political?
I don't know. Well, I guess... Okay. I was going to wait a little bit, but I'm going to do this right now. My go fuck yourself this week.
Is it Boehner?
It's Barnes & Noble.
Oh.
And didn't really... The Barnes & Noble I casually visit has a little corner that's the philosophy section. And I spend a lot of time in the philosophy section amongst other places. But the disease known as the teen romance, like, gothic fiction section, the section Twilight. Where it's Twilight and Twilight-related knockoffs, is just growing like a parasite. And
swarming on top of philosophy?
Philosophy is gone. Philosophy is gone, and it has been taken over by this bullshit.
They didn't even like give you the courtesy of like, oh hey, we just kind of moved it over here.
It's not moved. It's gone.
Wow.
Now, I was upset about this, but then the place it's the way it worked was the religion section and the spirituality new age section was on one side, and then the other side was philosophy, and separating the two was this Twilight crap. And
there was a wall.
It wasn't. It, but it was like it was
a wall of good.
It was a bookshelf that separated the two. But as that section expanded, religion didn't get any smaller, but philosophy is gone.
That's kind of bullshit.
Yes, and as my aforementioned lack of religious faith, and the Scientology was of course a joke, I am deeply upset about this.
Yeah, that's kind of retarded. I don't know why they would just completely remove it. Like, I get you have a growing segment of, you know, teen, preteen girls reading about vampires or whatever.
Which is fine. Like, I rant and rave
trying to make money,
and how annoying it is and how stupid it is. But no one's hurting anybody. No one is raging wars for centuries over fucking Team Edward.
Are you sure? Because
it hasn't been centuries yet.
It's been centuries to them, Rich. It's been centuries for them.
But it's just, it bothers me.
It does kind of bother me that they would just remove an entire, you know, section, but...
This goes to show
the almighty dollar talks.
Almighty dollar trumps free thinking at any point in time. So yeah, Barnes & Noble, go fuck yourself. Getting all my books from Borders for the next 5 minutes until they go out of business because of your bullshit.
I was going to say, you don't really have too much of an option anymore now, do you?
I don't.
It's time to go to the library. The library doesn't have a nice cafe.
Yeah, where am I going to blog?
Or are you going to pretend to be writing my next big screenplay?
But yeah.
Oh, wait. I can go to Starbucks for that.
All right. I guess that's as political as I'm going to get today.
Today? This I'm not going to go into the details of it, but my go fuck yourself goes to the government for claiming to, we'll shut down. Well, we'll shut down. Like, what? No, you're not.
I'm sure there's like a billion podcasts already dedicated to that one specific topic.
Exactly. That's why I'm just going to say this real. This go fuck yourself is just, really? You're going to try and claim that, we'll totally shut down. Like, you're not going to do that. Stop pretending. So.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself, government.
Go fuck yourself. But anyway, I have a would you rather. And this one's pretty straightforward. I'm going to continue to do these every week.
Sounds good.
Would you rather for the rest of your life have to walk through every door backwards, like walk backwards into the door, or whatever hand you write with right now, use your opposite hand?
So would I rather become a lefty or walk backwards through doors? I'm going to have to go with walk backwards through doors. And I say this because I try and do certain things already left-handed. Learning curve is much steeper than having to go backwards through some doors. I don't go too many places as it is.
But how many doors, like, I'm talking like, when you change through, like, the living room to the kitchen, that's a
door. I already go backwards through plenty of doors as a pizza driver.
It's a pizza driver.
Right. I'm learning how to do that already. That skill is already on the up. So, yeah. Yeah, backwards through doors. I mean, I can't write left-handed at all. I can go backwards through some doors currently.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's your thought on this?
Write left-handed. Because, I mean, outside of playing guitar and writing, I do everything else left-handed.
Well, no, you'd have to switch everything you do to the opposite.
No, just writing. That was the...
Oh. I thought it was do everything left-handed.
No, I'm pretty sure I said just write with the hand you don't normally write with. Because I'd eventually learn.
Well, alright, well, if that's the case, then maybe I'm going to have to change my answer.
If it was switch everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Well, good thing these aren't real, so.
Yeah, good thing I'll never have to actually make this choice until the Chinese take over.
It's one giant game of Would You Rather as a torture. When is the Red Dawn remake coming out? Which they aren't using the Chinese anymore. Now it's the North Koreans because
of course.
You know, we owe too much money to them to make them bad guys.
I don't know. Question.
Yes.
Did we already talk about Rebecca Black?
We did.
Okay, so that was... That thing is still growing. That machine is still going. I'm sorry to bring this back up, but...
I found today there's it's not really a parody, but it's like kind of a similar... It's like a homage. It's called Sunday, and it's about how awesome it is to go to church. I didn't listen to it, but I'm...
Just the idea?
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of... That's actually really weird. Why do people do that?
Because they get rid of the philosophy sections in Barnes & Nobles.
It all comes back. It all comes back to you, Barnes & Noble. See what you do? Do you see what you do? That's disappointing, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to generally try to avoid talking about religion, but it's something that really grinds my gears.
Really? I enjoy talking about things that I don't like. I don't know why.
I do too, but yes. Most people don't give a shit.
Yeah, well, those people, they can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, people who don't care.
About?
Religion, I guess? Theology? Free thinking? Critical thinking?
Yeah, there we go.
Critical thinking people are not on the go fuck yourself list. Everyone
yes,
else
is, correct.
Is.
And I love getting random IMs from people I no longer talk to.
Oh, nice.
They too can go fuck themselves. So, how's the PC laptop front coming?
Oh, I'm getting a PC.
Desktop or
probably a laptop.
All right.
But
is it? Are you gonna get it so you can play
Left 4 Dead,
Counter Strike, or that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm moving out of my experimental college phase. Back to reality.
the Mac was a nice experiment, but I wouldn't want to stay.
You know, like, I mainly did it to get attention. It's just that laptop, every conceivable piece of hardware in that laptop has died at least 5 times.
Oh my god.
Which leads me to believe that Mac makes just worthless crap and then charges you way too much because it's white and shiny.
Oh, that was always true.
That is true.
But
I mean, it's just, it goes to the fact that
I don't know,
the first iPod I bought still works, but every subsequent thing I have purchased from them has been progressively shittier.
Well, to be fair, you didn't really get the best laptop from them. You didn't get, like, the MacBook Pro or anything.
It doesn't matter. The amount of things I had to replace, like, I can understand replacing
that's
a few
right.
things.
It was the screen, the keyboard, the battery,
the motherboard, the heat sink, 4 hard drives, the camera, the sound system.
Why didn't they just give you a new one at that point?
Well, I basically have a new one.
But, yeah, well, yeah. But, I mean, why didn't they just, after so many things failing and them replacing every part, that can't be good for the machine. That's like, That's stupid.
I know.
I don't know.
But, well, that's why we're having this discussion about what PC I'm
And that
getting.
Probably cost them so much more money.
Oh, yeah.
They lost all the profit that they made on overcharging you.
Yeah, thank God I bought the warranty because every one of those replacements was free.
Yeah. How long was the warranty? That's one
3 years. And the bullshit thing, too, is once that warranty runs out, I can't get a second warranty. Like, that's it.
You're not allowed to buy or extend the warranty? Nope. Wow. They really don't trust their own products.
Yeah. Well, they assume by 3 years, you're probably buying the next latest thing anyway.
Oh, yeah, I guess. But if you buy, like, if 1 year you decide to buy, like, super high-end, there's no need to, in 3 years, buy the new one.
Of course there is. Because you're at the low end again once you buy the high end 3 years later.
It's not really the low end. Although now it's getting to the point where you really don't need to upgrade that much because it's getting ridiculous. How much more can you really pack into a computer these days?
Well, now it's all about the iPads. I sound like a grandpa talking like that.
The iPads?
Well, I think this is a good, good enough place to end.
Yes. This has been High Stands with Brandon and Rich.
I am the latter.
I'm the Brandon.
Keep it real, everybody.
That was not delicious. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think about I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. Right now.